You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. When Chris Christie was governor of New Jersey, he greatly expanded the state's economic development program, giving out more than $8 billion in tax breaks to businesses to create jobs. But the program has come under fire from the man who replaced Christie, Governor Phil Murphy.
Money flowed from taxpayers' pockets into a black hole.
Governor Murphy has formed a task force to investigate the program, and the state attorney general is also on the case. Now WNYC has uncovered a whistleblower lawsuit claiming the Christie administration blew past the rules and regulations in a rush to approve the tax breaks. Our Nancy Solomon has been working the story, and she joins us now. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Jamie.
All right, let's start with those tax breaks. How does the program work?
Well, you know, these exist all over the country, as we saw with the Amazon sweepstakes in New York. There are a variety of programs run by New Jersey in which the state offers a tax break to a company to move to the state or to a company that's threatening to leave. The purpose is to bring or retain jobs. Over the years, there was a lot of criticism that the program was giving tax breaks to companies that were just moving from one location to another in New Jersey. So, for instance, you had Panasonic moving from Secaucus to Newark. You had Goya moved 1.2 miles into Jersey City. And Subaru moved from the suburbs of Camden into the city. The way these programs work, basically, is that the award, let's take Subaru as an example, it got a $118 million award. That covers a 10-year period. So every year for 10 years, the company has an $11 million plus tax credit against anything it would have to pay in state taxes.
Okay, so tell us about the whistleblower suit.
The tax break program is run by the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. Their staff look at applications from companies and make recommendations to a board appointed by the governor. One of those staffers filed a whistleblower suit, alleging he was fired because he complained that the agency was approving tax breaks that were not kosher. And as it turns out, he lost the suit. A jury found that he was fired for performance reasons.
Ah, but that does not mean his claims are false. What does he have to say?
That there were applications that offered phantom locations for the supposed site the business said it was going to leave for, that his supervisors changed spreadsheet data so it looked a lot cheaper for applicants to do business out of state, that the agency didn't tell the board an applicant was a nonprofit. They're not eligible for tax breaks because they don't pay corporate business taxes. In this case, they simply created a limited liability corporation and resubmitted the application.
What would an organization that doesn't pay taxes do with a tax break?
It's legal to sell tax credits, and there's a booming business in it all over the country, and it's hot right now in New Jersey.
Wow. This program was designed to create jobs and economic development across the state. How has it done overall?
Well, supporters of the program, including Christie, say it's working. There's been a lot of redevelopment and building in downtown Newark. And after the law was rewritten in 2013, Camden got a leg up, and now there's a remaking of the waterfront there. But opinions vary about whether the benefits of this activity are trickling down to the low-income residents of those cities. The people who work in those office towers tend to live in the suburbs. The other problem is an audit that was released by the state controller last month found that the Economic Development Authority conducted virtually no oversight, and there was no way to tell if real jobs were created.
Nancy, it's a fascinating tale, but Christie is long gone. So is the whistleblower lawsuit. So why does any of this matter now?
There's a task force of white-collar and political corruption lawyers looking into the whole program, and this lawsuit has hundreds of pages of depositions from EDA staff members. So I think we're going to be seeing details from this lawsuit play a role in the upcoming investigations. But the real reason people should care, this was billions of dollars. Billions. That's tax revenue that has to be made up somewhere. Christie spent it while in office, and now the taxpayer is on the hook for it. Another reason, these tax breaks involve not just some of the biggest corporations in New Jersey, but some of the most powerful politicians and power brokers who, unlike Christie, are still in Trenton. In fact, I'm working with another investigative reporter, Jeff Pilitz. We found this whistleblower suit as part of a much larger look into the tax break program, so we'll have more to say about all this very soon.
And we look forward to hearing more about it. WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thanks, Jamie.
And you can read more about the story by visiting us at WNYC.org.